I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The timing of some of these emails tickle me. So I just got one asking us about the big thank you this year and when we're doing it in November. Hey, Melissa, I hate to break it to you, but we're done October 24th. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
And we haven't done the big thank you in a few years.
Yes.
Why did we stop doing that?
So thanks for listening.
Because everybody got a thank you card. And we're like, yeah, gratitude's overrated.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing it for 10 years. Yeah. A lot of people were deployed overseas and less were being deployed. So we just ended it.
Well said.
Kind of like this show.
All right, Jackson, what do you want?
Well, that's...
other than a job. This is now, I would like you to meet retirement, Bert.
Yeah.
Now that it's out there and it's public knowledge, this man gives zero Fs.
I sense the shift in energy in here the moment that I walked in. This guy's eating donuts and just hanging out, and I'm like, what is going on?
You know there's been a big life shift when I'm eating a carb.
All right, so, you know, not to make everything about me today, but this one is all about me right now. And Operation Jackson Engagement is officially a go.
Okay. Assemble the engagement team.
Okay, so I'm guessing you and your gal have been talking about this because obviously it's not going to be a surprise.
Well, she actually never listens to a single thing that I do on the show, so really? I'm good for her not knowing about me explaining details about this. So this will be a surprise still for her.
So she never hears about anything that you say on the show?
The only time that she'll ever hear anything is if I explicitly am like, you need to listen to this segment from today. But other than that, she does not listen at all.
Which is one of the reasons why we're stopping doing the Burt Show. Even our family's not listening.
Chad doesn't listen. He never has unless he caught it once and it was a huge fight. So I think he like checks out on purpose, but unless I send him a segment, I'm like, can you listen to this and give me feedback? He won't listen.
Tommy, let's do a little poll here. All right. So your girlfriend, soon to be fiance, isn't going to hear any of this. So we could detail every single engagement detail and she's not going to hear any of it.
Exactly.
Chad does not listen to the show, Cassie's husband. Tommy, does Renee listen to the show?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, does your girlfriend of a year listen to the show?
No.
All right. Rebecca, does your boyfriend listen to the show?
He listened for the first time today.
Abby, your cats listen.
As far as I know, they don't have opposable thumbs and can't turn on the radio, so I'm going to go with no.
Yes, Amanda listens too much.
Yes, and my husband, he listens to every single segment on the podcast every single day.
Well, it's truly been a blessing that I've been able to talk freely about her whenever I want. Obviously, when it comes to more personal stuff, I'll still like ask for her if it's cool that I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
This one in particular, she has absolutely no idea about. So engagement is coming up. Ironically, the date that I have chosen for the engagement.
Shut up.
Come on.
October 24th.
No! The last day we're on the show.
Yeah, literally the last day that the show, it's just going to be a massive transition time. That was the best. That was the best date that worked for families to get involved in everything. And so I'm going through the process now of planning the actual engagement out, and I need some help, especially Kristen, Cassie, Abby, Bert. You're now in the process. Well, you've planned the. You already have been engaged, but you guys can help me out a little bit with a little bit of the logistics on the side of this. Okay, so I've bought a ring.
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. The ring has been purchased, which was the biggest step for this entire thing. So as soon as the ring was purchased, it was like, all right, now it's game time. Got to figure out dates. Got to figure out the whole thing.
All right,
so
hold on 1 second. We're not going to, like, we're going to slow roll it. Roll this.
Sure.
Abby has impeccable taste.
Uh-huh. I do.
The ring. It is one of the most beautiful engagement rings I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And that's, I like to think I'm very hard to please and I have like a very critical eye for design. It is, when he showed it to me, I was aghast because it is so perfect in the sense that it is unique, but it is also timeless and looks like an engagement ring.
I feel like you have this artistic muscle for sure, like based on your design for your tattoos and how they came out. Also, really beautiful stuff, man.
You know, I was really nervous about purchasing the ring because that's another thing that she wants to be surprised with was the ring. She gave me a few little tips and pointers about like she wanted an emerald cut, but that was basically it. So before I went ring shopping, I basically screenshot like 20 pictures of rings that were kind of in styles that I thought, and I told her to just like let me know what you like and don't like. So she wrote some notes by the pictures to give me a general idea. So I had an okay idea of what she wanted, picked it out, purchased it, and now I have the ring in my possession. And so big, big step there. And so
where are you hiding it?
At my parents' house.
His mommy has it.
Yes, my parents have it right now.
Smart.
And so now I'm going into the logistics of actually planning it. So I actually am taking Cassie's advice for when we had talked about this on the air a few months ago about what to do, of keeping everything sort of low key. She's not one for grand spectacles. She doesn't want a very public engagement by any means. And so I'm literally just going to be doing this in my apartment. And I'm buying a little attachment for one of our cat's collars to put the ring in. And, you know, it's going to be a surprise in that sense. But it's just going to be in the apartment. Now, I've also gone ahead and reserved this lounge area that we have on our rooftop at our apartment. And I have messaged her entire family and they're all flying in to surprise her. A bunch of my friends from the West Coast and elsewhere are flying in as well to come celebrate. And so the plan is once the proposal happens in the apartment, I'm going to say, hey, let's go up to the roof to take a few pictures. Boom, everyone's there to surprise her. And she's going to be blown away by that because I'm pretty sure she has no idea.
Or she's going to jump.
Jeez. Oh my God.
I certainly hope not.
I think the new end date for the show is probably September 24th.
And so I have all of that planned out, but now I want it to be like a party and a celebration, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm considering like, I want to get like food catered and maybe a bartender and we're going to have for like sure. music and like, do I get a photographer?
Yes.
And so I want to know from your, Kristen, I know you've planned a million parties and have a very keen eye for this kind of thing. Is that the right route that
yes.
I should take? Is there like, are there services out there that provide food and beverage? Like, how should I be thinking about this?
I will say this about the photographer. I know a photographer that just recently really needs work.
Yeah, her fiance is quitting his job.
Yeah, he's out of work. All right.
Interesting. I might have to hit her up.
Okay.
All right. So it's the devil's in the details, right? Like, I'm a big, like, small detail person and I can really like add a lot to it. So you just need to start doing like a checklist, right? So her favorite flowers, make sure you have her favorite flowers there. Bartender, absolutely. I would even do like a specialty drink, right? So like something, a specialty drink that's very unique to your all's relationship.
Spicy Marg.
There
Got
you
it.
Go. So, something along those lines. And then as far as music, do you just want to put together like a specialty playlist and have a DJ or do you want like something live? Would she prefer like some kind of like live music or whatever, whether it's acoustic? So take that into consideration.
Can I ask one question before you continue with your list?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of engagement she's going to want? Like when I was going to engage to Amanda, mm-hmm. we're very private. She wouldn't have wanted this kind of celebration. Is she the kind of person that's going to appreciate having all the friends, family, and this kind of pomp and circumstance around?
I think when it comes to the engagement itself, that is something that she wants to be very private. But she's going to want to celebrate afterwards, and she has a fantastic relationship with her entire family, and I have a fantastic relationship with her family, so I think she's truly going to enjoy that part of the surprise.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that you're incorporating one of your cats with the engagement ring. Like, I think it would be so cute if you got a picture. How many cats do you have?
Two.
Get a picture of the two of them and like with a sign that says mom and dad are engaged.
Aww.
And have something like that there. And so, man, if you give me some more stuff, I can come up with some more details as far as just like little nods to your relationship. Because yes, you've covered the bases. I think what you have planned is perfect. I think an intimate proposal in your apartment, I absolutely love that. And that's what Bart did in our home. Like every time I go into the closet, I think about where he proposed. And so I think you've really thought this out. I'm very proud of you. But now you're doing like the full on follow through. Abby, any additions?
I think for me, like we've been talking backstage so much about this that at this point, like you've got it handled. I've given you my two cents. She's going to be so excited and so thrilled no matter what. I just want to know, are you choosing the fat cat or the skinny cat for your proposal?
That's a great point.
Which one do you choose for the ring?
You got to pick a favorite kid.
Maybe I'll link them together with like a leash or something.
My head is in such a different place today. Why aren't you thinking about doing like a party planning company? I mean, that's where your love is. When you talk about it, you're so enthusiastic. Yeah. Why don't you do something like that?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because I don't want to work on the weekends.
Okay. All right. At least it's thought out. All right.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.